Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, the cattle futures today were higher. We had feeder cattle anywhere from about 72 to $1.10 higher, with the August front month up 134.95, up 75 cents. It's really been hovering around this level going back a couple of weeks since the first part of May. The highest point since then is about 139. Right now, August is 135-ish. So right in the middle of the range, and have been there again for around a month. Live cattle were anywhere from 30 to 90 higher. There was some cash trade today. The lowest was about 105. The highest this week has been about 117. So it's a really big spread in between the low and the high end of the cash market. The box beef market at midday was down $19 on choice to $276.90. Select down $11.82 at $264.96. So just as fast as that market went up to $475, we've come all the way back down nearly $200, $100 off the high. At 277, so really big swing there. Today's slaughter was also a near normal level of 117,000. So from the end of March, it was as high on March 26th as 123,000 head a day, and got down to about 72 at the low. We've all the way back now to 117,000.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, today's grain futures really shot up here. We had wheat up about 15 cents, which put July at 472 and three quarters. There's a lot of traffic here. There's a 50% retracement right at 477. There's the 50-day moving average at 476 and a half. So we have retraced a lot and reached the highest levels since about May 12th, where it got up to about these same levels here, about 478. Really good news there. There's talk that in the Black Sea and Russia region, that their export markets are maybe going to export less wheat this year. They've had some bad weather, and so the production's down. If it means less exports for them, means more for us. Also today, supporting these grain markets is the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is currently down about 54 in the June U.S. dollar index at 96.70. It had been hanging around 100 for 3 or 4 months, and now it's breaking out to the downside. Some people view that as bad, but others say that anything we produce here in the United States and export overseas, that will help us export more goods. The December cotton today is 59.58, down 15. Currently, the stock market is down about 100 points in the Dow, following what I perceived as negative fundamental data this morning. But the June Dow is at 26,100, roughly 10% off of the contract highs.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.